Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Is since John Gruden joined them, and again, everybody has an opinion on John Gruden as well, but the content has been really interesting hearing him tell stories about his time as a head coach and all kinds of sorts. He was telling a story the other day about Sebastian Janikowski kicking a field goal drunk during a game or whatever. I mean, so just bizarre stuff that we haven't heard before, including a story John Gruden told about when he was on the same coaching staff. Mike Holmgren was the head coach. And him and Andy Reid were both really, and Gruden has always been younger, but like you get what I'm saying. Like, they're still younger guys in the coaching profession. Andy was older at the time. But the competition that existed on the staff trying to get Mike Holmgren's attention, basically. Listen to this.
Well, it had to be Andy. You know, it had to be Andy Reid. We're on Mike Holmgren's staff in Green Bay. Andy played for Mike Holmgren at BYU. So he was kind of the teacher's pet, you know. Yeah. So we had this big board. Me and Mariucci and Andy Reid were young coaches at the time. And we would put the plays on the board with the formations. And these are the plays that we think should be in the game plan. And Holmgren would be doing his thing. He'd come in, he'd sit there and look at the board. And in a different color would be a new play. And Holmgren was always, like, whose play is that? Andy goes, that's my play. That's 69 handoff solid. You get on the board and draw it. Mike would put it in. And Andy would like look at me and Mooch like, I'm smarter than you guys.
Yeah.
So Andy would get a play in the game plan, and it would be called. And it gained 6 yards or it gained 8 yards. And Andy would walk around the office all week like, that's
a That's awesome.
So now we're not playing good. And people are starting to get on Holmgren's ass a little bit. So we go into the room. There's all the plays. And there's this play called Fox 3, fullback slide, 58, all go Z search. Holmgren's like, what are those plays? I go, those are my two plays. And I had a cut up and well, you don't like our plays? Is that what your problem is? You don't want to run our offense? He was on my ass, like yelling at me. So we go play the Bears on Halloween night. It's pouring down rain, the worst night in the history of football. 3rd and 2, early in the game, Holmgren calls red left, fake Fox 3, naked right, fullback slide. I swear to God, Brett Favre kept it, runs it in, longest touchdown run of his career, 36 yards on Monday Night Football. I'm on the sidelines. I'm not saying anything, but I'm like, that's my play. So listen, that's my play. This is a true story. Late in the game, we just need a first down, the game's over. And it's like 3rd and 14. And I had seen Dan Marino run an all go with a little search route. And I put that play in, and Sterling Sharp ran it better than Mark Clayton and Mark Duper ever ran it. Favre threw it like a 23-yard gain to ice a game. That's my play too. So we get on the plane, and Holmgren's sitting in the front with Ron Wolf, the GM, and I'm in the back. I'll never forget this. I got my beer and I'm drinking it. I'm thinking, that was the greatest day of my life. Holmgren turns around. He goes, hey, Gruber. Calls me Gruber. Hey, Gruber, come down here. I walk down a thing. I sit next to him. He goes, game ball. Hell of a job. I turn around. I walk back to my seat. I see Andy Reid, and I go, game ball. I love competing with Andy Reid.
That's awesome. That's just a great story. They were asking basically the coach he had the biggest rivalry with. We all know John Gruden was actually at Chiefs training camp this year for a couple days, kind of just watching things, was in team meetings. And since then, Gruden's been hired. He's working full time, right? Isn't he for Barstool?
I think so. Yeah, I think
he's full time with Barstool. And they have him like when they watch football games, they'll have a live stream basically, and he tells stories like this one. And some of them are pretty good, man. Some of them are pretty good. And that was really cool to hear.
The videos of him that got me feeling nicey because somebody goes nuts, or like a player goes nuts, mm-hmm. a running back goes nuts because he loves his running backs, always talking about
sure.
that.
Sure. Yeah, that's a really good Andy Reid story.
That I think Bink would really appreciate that. Like Bink and John Gruden talking about football, like, you wouldn't be able to get him out of the room talking about football.
Yeah, that'd be a bit much, I feel like. That'd be a bit much.
I mean, he's over here naming the play. Spider 2Y banana. Okay. Fullback slide. Okay.
Yeah, Bink's going to join us at 12:30, by the way. We'll talk a ton of college football with Bink, also some NFL. It's been a bit since we had Bink on the show, so I'm looking forward to having him call in.